Dr. Salmonoid evening, Cleveland, for Mr. Julian Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. First of all, J-U-L-I-N. Today's date is 1/15/2013. Patient is a 69-year-old Caucasian male. Comes to the clinic with number one, elevated LDL, number two, ALT, which is resolved, number three, carotid disease. Number four, non-obstructive 3 mm right renal calculus. Number five, carotid disease. Number six, mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, pulmonary hypertension, left atrial enlargement. Number seven, osteopenia. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. His CT scan, which was done due to abnormal LFTs, is unremarkable. Ultrasound given non-specific picture. Patient has had his flu shot. He's no doubt complaints, no nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blood vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanomachesia, diaconstitution, no sore throat, ear, sore nose, no focal motor sensitive deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, abdominal pain, diaconstitution, sore throat, ear, sore nose, no focal motor sensitive deficits. No chest pain, short breath. He's had right bundle breast block. He's had a stress test, which was unremarkable. He's had a colonoscopy, which was unremarkable in 1/7/2009. He's getting his prostate checks annually per Dr. Marks, period. I'm going to check his carotid Doppler study due to hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Age greater than 65. He's had a history of carotid disease. He's got poor carotid pulses. We'll make sure his carotid stenosis is not getting worse, period. We'll have patient come back in 2 months for follow-up, period. Please do continue following his low-salt, low-cholesterol diet and grease exercise as best as possible. If he does have significant carotid disease, then I will consider starting on some cholesterol-lowering medications. His LDL is 114. I'm going to give him a dietary sheet and try to lower that just by diet right now. Once again, we'll have the patient come back into clinic in 2 months for follow-up, period.